afternoon. I'm Derek Beck from the Bruce Furniture News Desk. Bruce Furniture here today, here tomorrow, here for you. And here are your headlines. Wallace 8th grader Coy Robinson wants to take over his family ranch someday. And he's off to a good start when it comes to understanding the beef industry. Robinson and the 4-H livestock judging team that he competes for from Scotts Bluff County placed second over the weekend at the Kearney Classic.
My family shows cattle and we're in the barn every day, all year long, working them, getting them ready. And then we go out and livestock judge. It's a yearly deal. I mean, there's contests in the summer, the winter. I mean, the fall classic was just now. But we fit it into our schedule. And judging and showing go along a lot because not only do you learn how to talk your calf in to the judge if he asks questions in showmanship or whatever, but you learn how you like to read cattle or sheep or goats. You don't want to look at cattle from right here. You want to get back and get a good view, which actually is what helped me win showmanship last year at State Fair, because I've learned that you want to get outside of the ring, as far out as you can get, to give the judge the best view of your calf.
Caitlin Jacobson, 4-H educator for the Lincoln Logan McPherson County Extension Office, adds that young people interested in the livestock industry should take part in livestock judging.
Actually, the Nebraska Livestock Judging Circuit was just announced, so Kearney Classic was one of those judging competitions. But if you're interested, even if you don't have a livestock, this is just a great learning experience. I would definitely recommend if you're new to livestock, that you think about participating in a livestock judging competition. Give us a call at the Extension Office at 308-532-2683. The judging circuit dates and locations are posted on our Facebook page and on our website. So lots of different places to find out how to get involved there.
Here's an update from the Nebraska State Patrol in the homicide that occurred in Marquette in Hamilton County over the weekend. Investigators there learned that Jeffrey Adams, the husband of the deceased woman, turned himself into authorities on Sunday afternoon. Investigators have determined that the incident began with an argument during which Jeffrey Adams struck Angela Adams multiple times. Jeffrey Adams then left the home. He's 47 years old and he is being lodged in the Hamilton County Jail for second-degree murder. The investigation remains ongoing. And nominations for the Excellence in Tourism Awards are now open. If you have favorite businesses or employees in any of the categories they offer this in, you are asked to vote. Categories include hotels or other lodging establishments, restaurants or other food service establishments, events, attractions, retail, volunteer of the year, and hero of tourism. All businesses, employees in these categories, all events, and all volunteers in Lincoln County are eligible. Self-nominations and anonymous nominations are also allowed. You can get more information for this from Visit North Platte. You can visit our website at northplattepost.com under the local category. I'm Derek Beck, and those are your headlines from the North Platte Post, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Free same-day delivery after 3 p.m. See all the headlines anytime 24/7 at northplattepost.com.